Meanwhile, back in Hollywood, the old guard is having its day as the Academy Awards approach. This year, 4 of the 5 director nominees are over 60 years of age, and Clint Eastwood is 74. Mr. Eastwood has astonished the film industry with a recent string of acclaimed movies. NPR's Kim Masters talks to those who've worked with him to find out how this Hollywood lion keeps roaring.
It may sound cruel, but film critic David Thompson says many directors seem to lose their steam by the time they are ready for membership in the AARP.
I think essentially, directors do better in their youth.
At this point, few would argue that Oliver Stone, Francis Ford Coppola, Barry Levinson, or George Lucas are doing their best work. One reason for this, Thompson thinks, is that directing a film requires an enormous amount of stamina.
It's a job that needs such a hellish involvement that young people have it. They have the passion for it. And I think that we have very few older people, certainly elderly people, and you would almost have to call Clint an elderly person, who just can muster it.
But at 74, one thing Clint Eastwood has is energy. Producer John Calley was president of Warner Brothers in the early 1970s when Eastwood started his still ongoing relationship with the studio.
This may sound dopey, but physically, he's incredibly strong. He's 74, and I don't know many guys that would want to be in a fight with him. I mean, he's physically up to it. A lot of the guys, a lot of the old-timers, just get to be old guys.
But clearly, there's more to Eastwood's success than mere physical strength. After all, he produced, directed, acted in, and wrote the score for his latest Oscar nominee, Million Dollar Baby.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fat, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough ain't enough.
When Calley met Eastwood, he had made the transition from television actor to star of spaghetti westerns. He wanted to do a project called Dirty Harry. It became a franchise for Warner and contributed to Eastwood's status as a cultural icon.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Calley says Eastwood soon established that he was far more than an actor for hire.
And it became clear very quickly that in the main, directors were sort of stenographers for Clint, that he was really the director as well as the producer and frequently the writer.
Eastwood has had ups and downs at the box office and with the critics. Film editor Joel Cox started working with Eastwood in 1975 when he made The Outlaw Josie Wales.
I remember when I went to work for him, he said to me, if you're looking for awards, you shouldn't be working for me because nobody looks at my work that way.
Yet in 1993, Eastwood won Oscars for the film Unforgiven, and last year his Mystic River was a multiple nominee. Film editor Cox says one of the keys to Eastwood's remarkable transition is that he learned the business from the other side of the camera.
He's an actor first, as you know, and he's had directors grind him in the ground with take after take after take. And in his mind, you dissipate and lose the freshness of the person delivering the lines.
At the core of Eastwood's filmmaking style is a relentless efficiency. Cox says Eastwood never wants to find himself in the editing room, rushing to complete a picture and cutting through oceans of footage.
Because you can just try it this way, try it this way, try it this way. But he says, you know what? Either the filmmakers know what we're doing or we're not. And if we are, we shouldn't be doing that.
Eastwood consistently brings his pictures in ahead of time and under budget. Cox says Eastwood also shows a rare discipline when it comes to the length of his pictures. He hones his movies down to what he calls the cruel cut.
In Heartbreak Ridge, there was that bivouac landing that we went and photographed with 9 cameras, and we shot 30,000 feet of the Army hitting this beach.
In an early cut of the film, Cox says that scene went on for almost 9 minutes.
It ended about a minute and a half in the film, and he said this, it's not about a landing. It's about a movie, and we got to move on. It's great stuff, but we got to move on.
Critic David Thompson.
He fluctuates, obviously, but by and large, there's no wasted time on screen. There's so much wasted time on screen these days, from big name directors as well as kids.
Eastwood's speed is augmented by working with the same crew again and again. Cox says one of his longtime associates has a succinct way of describing Eastwood's style.
Henry Bumstead, who is going to be 90 on Valentine's Day, who is our art director, our production designer, he has coined a phrase. Clint has taken the BS, and he always uses the word, out of making a film.
The effect on actors is calming. This is Lawrence Fishburne, who worked on Mystic River, describing Eastwood for the A&E Biography series.
is set is probably the most civilized and well-run sets that I've ever been on. And I've been making movies for 30 years.
In fact, film editor Cox says Eastwood has managed to tame some of the baddest of the bad boys.
People were wondering what was going to happen with Sean Penn, and Sean Penn was the greatest with Clint I've ever... he was as professional as every actor I've ever seen.
How long can Eastwood continue to defy time? Cox says he keeps himself very fit. And if it's in the genes, Eastwood's mother is about to celebrate her 96th birthday. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.